Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
To Washington, D.C. now, the House of Representatives has passed the latest version of the USA Freedom Act. Does the act create legal barriers for the NSA to conduct domestic surveillance of data networks and phone calls? Or does it make what the NSA was doing until it was discovered and leaked to the public by Edward Snowden now legal? It depends on who you ask. On Capitol Hill, Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. Welcome, Todd.
Hi, John.
Was this a surprise, this passing?
No, it wasn't, because of the deal that was struck some weeks ago by Republicans and Democrats and the White House on this USA Freedom Act. That's the euphemism for NSA reform, of course, all pursuant to the revelations from Edward Snowden about a year ago. There's plenty of disagreement left about what this bill really does and whether the legalese of the bill will still allow this government or future governments, future NSAs, to go right back to bulk collection. Here's the main controversy that's going on, and there are many. Remember Section 215 of the Patriot Act? This was the part that was interpreted by the NSA as saying that they could collect all of those phone records, that metadata, the phone calls and the connections between people, and then use search terms to sift through it when they were trying to forge connections between potential terrorists and other people.
Basically looking for the connections that would give them the actual evidence to go after individual people rather than getting a warrant with the connections first.
No doubt about it. Yeah. Now, what this bill does is say that the NSA can no longer collect that information. Just as President Obama said, we are ending bulk collection. This bill codifies that. That doesn't mean that the information is not being collected. It's now going to live where it's always lived, which is at the telecom companies. They've always kept our phone numbers and whom we call in their records. That's not new. Now the question is, how can the government search it? And herein lies the problem. There was a deal struck by Republicans and Democrats in the House about something called a selector. A selector is really just a search term. How does the government search for a person or for people connected to a person? And in a deal between Republicans and Democrats that was indeed changed after everybody read the bill just a couple of days ago, a lot of people and privacy advocates are worried that the definition of selector, what they can search and how they can search, is so broad that it's going to lead right back to bulk collection. And that's really why 121 members of Congress voted against it. Here's Zoe Lofgren. She's from California. She was one of the main proponents of having stricter 215 language in the bill, and she failed. Listen.
We have learned that if we leave any ambiguity in the law, the intelligence agency run a truck right through that ambiguity.
So the split here is within the Democratic caucus, not a Republican-Democrat thing here.
Well, there's a split among Republicans, too. 51 Republicans voted against this bill. 70 Democrats voted against it. So you can see the split. Who are the allies here? The civil libertarians on the Democratic side, the libertarians on the Republican side, and they added up to 121 members. That's a lot. And, of course, this debate isn't over. Now, proponents of the bill say, look, the language is plain. It ends bulk collection. You're looking for boogeymen here, and the NSA is not going to exploit it. Here's Dutch Ruppersberger. He's a longtime member of Congress, ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. Listen to Ruppersberger.
I was opposed to the original USA Freedom Act because it set too high a standard for intelligence collection. In short, it would have threatened America's safety by cutting off the building blocks of foreign intelligence investigations. We have worked together in a bipartisan manner and created a solid bill. Now, it ends bulk collection of all metadata by the government. Those that say this bill will legalize bulk collection are wrong. They are trying to scare you by making you think there are monsters under the bed. There aren't.
Well, there aren't until the next leaker indicates that maybe there are. That's just me being cynical here. Where does this go as far as the Senate is concerned?
This goes to the Senate, and, you know, there aren't a ton of high hopes among privacy advocates, even the Facebooks and Googles, who also backed away from this bill at the end, John. Here's why. You know, it was only about a year ago that the House nearly voted to defund this entire effort. Republicans and Democrats together came within 7 votes of denuding this entire thing. Now, of course, this bill passed today. A lot of the privacy advocates say if there's any activism on this issue, it's in the House. They expect a debate in the Senate, but not one that's going to put a lot of the privacy protections back in, and they haven't even touched in this bill a lot of the internet surveillance that's going on as well.
So this is on its way to the president's desk on some level.
hard to tell. There is going to be a debate in the Senate, and we'll see where that shakes out. We spoke to Senator Ron Wyden earlier this week, and he's going to try to put several amendments onto this thing, John.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent on the USA Freedom Act passing the House today. Thanks, Todd.
You got it, John.